All right, swing us in, Chris. Come on.
Can we forget about things I said when I was drunk? I didn't mean to call you that. I can't remember what was said or what you threw at me. Please tell me. Please tell me why. My car's in the front yard. And I'm
the host of the show. On. Hey! Hot Sauce Enema Monday Night Mayhem Edition.
Yeah, the old crew.
I am your hostess with the mostest, as usual, Brian Double Pants Fay.
Well, you get a nickname this week.
I just came up with that.
Double Pants. You're wearing two pants?
No.
Or
why is pants plural? Well, we'll get into that later. coming up tonight, why are pants plural? With me in studio today is... Luke Barney.
Skip it. It's going out of order this time.
Yeah, it's Luke Barney and Chris Duracell Jutris.
See, you wasted the good nickname on yourself.
And double pants for you.
You got distracted.
Chris Dehumidifying Jutris.
No, actually, I make it steamy, if you know what I mean.
Oh.
Chris Humidifying Jutris.
Yeah, all right. Vicks Vapor Rub over here.
Wait. I don't get it.
Probably shouldn't eat these on the show, huh?
Probably not.
Sounds good.
Oh, I love that chewing sound.
Oh, it's great, right?
So good.
What's the theme of tonight's show? What did we decide? Accidents Part 2?
We didn't decide.
Yeah, we didn't decide, but I mean, accident, there's just one accident. It was just my accident.
So, just these two with me here today in the studio. Monday Night Mayhem Edition. Old school. This is what we used to kick back in the Man Cave 1.0.
Man Cave 1.0.
In the old studio.
Marty and the Boosh.
Marty and the Boosh happened. Could we do that?
We can do that.
We'll do some later.
We'll do that off the podcast.
Off the podcast. Marty and the Boosh later.
Bonus content.
Bonus content.
You subscribe to our podcast.
Go on.
Bonus episodes
of the
Marty.
Newsletter.
Oh my God. Can we have a newsletter?
Nobody would read it.
Good point.
zero fucks were given.
Literally zero.
All right. So what's everyone drinking tonight? Let's start with that. Chris?
I'm drinking a Four Loko.
Quattro Crazies?
Quattro Crazy, if you will.
Grape edition. Only edition.
Luke?
I don't even... This is Magic Hat Circus Boy.
What does that taste like? What's Circus Boy?
It's like a German-style like lager. Similar to like... imagine like a heavier... what's the... Beck?
Becks?
Becks. Und Becks.
It sounds kind of gay. I don't even know.
Circus Boy sounds pretty good.
Magic Hat has a lot of weird, dumb names for their beers.
They have number 9. Where's 1 through 8? Can you get 1 through 8? Is that a thing?
I think they are all retired.
Like baseball players that died or something?
Yeah.
They hit number 9 and we're like, okay, this is the pinnacle.
We nailed it.
We're not getting any better.
We're not going double digits.
We don't have the room on the label for a 10.
We're not calling
digit.
It X.
Yeah,
that's dumb.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's what's gonna come out next. It'll be like the new Coke of Magic Hat.
Yeah,
they'll be like, oh my God, you've waited
weeks.
Well,
what if they do what Coke did and just Magic Hat zero?
Oh, zero calories. Can you have zero calorie beer? Can you have alcohol with no calories?
Yeah, you can.
I believe you can. Yeah,
isopropyl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it's just the yeast that creates the alcohol, and then you remove all that other shit that would have, like, any kind of BS in it. Science.
Luke, I was talking to Chris about this earlier. I told him, have you heard of this new drink that's coming out? It's called Air.
I saw that on Tumblr today. I didn't read the article.
Yeah, I read it on, like, Gizmodo.
It said the catchphrase was come up for some air or something. Is it like an energy drink or is
no,
it
no,
just
no.
a...
No, it's drinkair.com, I believe. Yeah, this is
yep,
it.
Yep, come up for air. Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, 95 calories. It's just water and vodka. It's carbonated, and they say they filter the vodka so much that you can't even taste it. It just tastes like you're drinking like carbonated, like seltzer water almost.
Yeah,
so,
I mean,
what is the point, though?
To get drunk. And
but
not
with no get calories.
It's 95 calories.
But I want to feel the burn.
It's a tall boy. So you can,
so that's like a 24-ounce can right there?
Yeah, this is like an Arizona tea can. No, not that quite. Like a PBR can, maybe, tall boy?
Yeah, a pint.
Like a Monster.
One pint.
Not quite Arizona tea, but...
One pint.
Not quite.
Yeah, 16 ounces.
16 ounces, one pint.
Yeah, like, but that...
How many milliliters is that?
So like? I think, no, here's the thing. This can, this design, it's a silver can with a, it just says air on it. That's going to get him in trouble.
Why?
Fuck,
why is that going to get him
because
in trouble? It says contains water and alcohol.
I know, but I feel like it's going to have right the Four Loko problem where it's like, oh, it's trying to appeal to younger kids who don't.
Air?
I don't.
That, I don't see your reasoning.
Because this doesn't taste like anything. So
yeah,
it's
but
it's like the it's
thing about
the,
thing about the thing about Four Loko and juice, it was like an energy drink, which is what kids are all about.
Oh my god,
yeah,
I love
old. This is literally for the people that are like conscientious, like, well, you know, I've been putting a lot of weight on. I gotta like one. So like, I feel like the same fucks that are buying like Fiji water and like, and you know, vitamin water zero and stuff like that will get drunk with air.
When this
you know,
no, when this comes out,
this being like Whole Foods.
No, when
type
this when this comes out, we should get it and taste it and try it on the show.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, but I don't want to be an
airhead. A what?
I don't want to be a booze talk radio.
No, but I mean we should try it because this is
you don't.
No, I don't.
Oh
shit! I mean, what are we gonna say about it? Oh, it tastes like water.
Yeah.
Carbonated water.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what. If Air wants to sponsor it,
oh my god!
If Air wants to sponsor me, I'll drink it all day.
Yeah.
Until then, no.
Fuck off.
Unless they're paying me, I'm not drinking it.
Oh my god, we should do that. We should try to get a sponsorship from them.
Yeah, shoot them an email or something. At some point.
They have a Facebook. I'll just message them there.
There you go. Boom.
Done.
So, Brian, tell Luke about
your interesting Taco Bell story.
Yeah, your burger.
Yeah, please, because I was dying to hear it, and then instead I just sat there and ate tacos in silence. And just...
I went to Taco Bell the other day, and I forgot this is a Taco Bell where there's only one toilet per bathroom. Like, it's
right,
a door,
right.
You lock it, there's a can. You know, you can't. So I go over to the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
and there's like a little kid holding the door open. Like, for someone else who's in there. And I'm like, okay. I just, like, my brain was like, someone's holding the door open in a bathroom. I can walk in because there's more than one toilet in it. And I walk in, and there's another kid building a bird's nest on the seat. And I'm like, oh, you guys are in here. Okay. And I turn around.
Wait, hold on.
I'm getting there. And I turn around, and I start to walk out. And then, but before I do, one of the little kids just goes, there's a man in here.
Wait a minute. Would you say building a bird's nest?
Yeah, like putting the toilet paper all over the seat.
Preparing to mount for shitting action or just doing this for shits and gigs?
Probably mounting for shitting action.
Okay, well, because I literally thought, I was like, you walked in on a little kid shitting.
No.
They were, all the children involved were fully clothed.
Yes. But, and there's a man in here, and I'm like, oh, you're in here, okay, and I turn around and leave, and then my brain is like, you're not done yet. So I turn, and I look at the kid, and I'm like, the one holding the door, because there's two kids, and I'm like, I put out my hand, and I just go, oh, so you're all set, right? You're good? Okay. And then I walk away and I'm like, I come back to the table. Chris and Valerie are there and I'm like, we gotta go. We gotta go now.
Before those kids are like, yeah, so I was going to poop and then this man came
in. I really
in.
Hope they have a podcast.
You think those 6-year-old kids had a podcast?
I think there's at least one 6-year-old who has a fucking podcast.
Just my favorite part of that story is, there's a man in here.
My favorite part is when I turned around. I was like, you good? You guys are okay, right? All right, good.
You're not going to tell your mom and like tell him I like tried to touch your dick or something, right? Like,
we're
good, right?
Not.
Yeah, you
did
can
not. What? No. Didn't.
What?
Didn't do that. You ever had like an awkward bathroom story? I ever tell you about this one. I was at a rest stop on like the Pike. I was on a long drive, and I just wanted to go
jerking
take
it off like you do.
No, I just wanted to go take a whiz.
Oh.
And
it looks like he wants to hit you in the face.
So I'm going in to take a pee. Did he? And I'm going and I'm peeing, and this dude comes out to me, and he's like late 60s, like he's an older dude, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pants to the floor.
While he's urinating
on the urinal. Pants to the
floor. He's on the urinal?
No, he's like at the urinal. pants to the floor and does the hands the, on the wall. It's just like, rough day, man. And I'm like, whoa.
You said that?
No, he said that to me. Hey, and like, I'm looking around for like hidden cameras. I'm like, am I on some sort of less fun version of punk?
Is this Johnny Knoxville in this like makeup getup?
And the best part is, or I should say the worst part is, I went to leave and I turned around to wash my hands. And those things are right behind the urinals, and there's a big mirror there.
He was looking at old man ass.
Yeah, like I couldn't, it was like a train ride, I couldn't look away.
Yeah, it's just like if you go to like a gym, especially like a YMCA, where old folk tend to go, and in the locker room, they decide that they need to, one, get undressed at the earliest possible point when they're in the locker room, and they don't put their clothes back on
until they're walking out the door.
Possible second.
Like, they tuck their dick in and zip up their fly as they
who
walk
are
out.
These people?
Like, these just old men at, like, gyms in the locker room.
Why? They're trying, you know, gyms are just a breeding ground for gay sex.
Probably. I was just going to agree with you because I usually agree, but what?
You've never had gay sex in a gym bathroom?
No.
Oh.
Apparently some people got blown
what
by
gym,
randoms. At
what gym do you go to?
Planet Fitness.
Well, who's getting blown by randoms?
Will you edit this in post?
No.
Then no, I'm not saying it.
Okay.
You promote some clubs now?
Oh.
Oh.
I think I know
what you're talking about.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, remember that? He told us that story a whole bunch.
Anyway,
awkward moment. No, but I just find it awkward that, like, maybe it's just because they're just slow at doing things, but I just feel like old men get to the gym, right? Like, let's say they come in after working out. As soon as they walk in the door, they're, like, already taking off their clothes, and they're naked in no time.
And their dads.
Then they're, like, going to get their, like, shampoos and whatnot. Well, generally just a bar of soap because they don't get anything
right.
else. And they, like, get that ready, all naked, all naked, just taking their time, bending over, grabbing their stuff, and then they finally make their way to the shower. They're in there for, like, 20 minutes. They come out, they dry off for, like, 3 hours.
It's a floss thing.
Yeah, and they just literally capitalize on being in a place where it's okay. Did that cut out?
Just keep going.
Okay. Well, they just capitalize on being in a place where it's acceptable for them to be naked. And they're just enjoying it and just staying naked
as long
as possible.
Are they enjoying it or are they just,
I think they are,
or are they just giving no fucks? See,
they're definitely giving zero fucks.
You go in there, you're like, I want to be naked the least amount of time.
Here's the thing, though,
because everyone's going to see my big
black
cat balls.
Yeah.
They're metal. They're made of metal.
Exactly.
His circuit's clean.
Exactly. No, I just, I maybe it's the old man mentality, but I just feel like it's all old people.
Well, it's just because you get to that age and you're like, I don't see me naked. Look at me naked.
Well, no,
I don't,
like, I don't
look
even
at
think
because it, no, it's also it's the late '80s, early '90s dad dick.
Yeah, that used to be one hell of a bat. Now it's never gonna be what it used to be. But you can
but
see
it's
like
still
the remnants.
Impressive.
You can see the remnants of that legend as you were.
Welcome to Dick Talk Radio. Tonight's topic is dad dick.
Like, I don't know why you guys never embrace the fact that we talk about dicks.
Cause, you know.
Like, you know, Howard Stern talks about boobs and he gets naked chicks all the time. That's his thing.
I don't want naked dudes talking about dicks, though.
He's bringing a bunch of dads and be like, all right. Who's got the best dad
dick? Who has the best dad dick?
We'll get a kiddie pool.
We'll have a dad off.
We'll have a dad off, yeah.
My dad's not invited.
Why not?
Because it's weird.
Why is it weird?
Oh, but it won't be weird if me and Chris have our dads here.
Okay, your dad, I guarantee, is not coming, and your dad's guarantee is not coming.
Well, what if they did?
Well, I'm sure
dad off. It's on.
I'm sure you'd have some choice words and possibly legal papers for your dad.
I'd be like, all right, Dad, let's see your dick. And he'd pull it out, and I would sever it
with
a spoon.
You would grab it with a vice grip and not let it go until you're like, you owe me like $200,000.
I thought that was like 27.
Still. You owe me money.
With that insurance money for my car accident, plus that I could get.
Oh, you could get the MRS.
Oh, is it really? Evo?
Yeah. How much are you going to get if your car's totaled out? How much do you think you'll get?
I'd say price range, worst case scenario,
$7,000.
Yeah, about $8,000, I think. Best case scenario, they'll give me like enough to buy the exact same car again, so like $11,000.
Okay.
So that's
because you do have a good car insurance company.
No, it's not my insurance that's paying for it.
Oh, it's the other guy's. That's right.
I don't even have collision on my insurance.
Ooh. Ooh, that's a bad
That's why if I was at fault, I would have been fucked. Because then I would have just
got Side note, Luke got into an accident recently.
Yes, a drunk driver crashed into me, so I get all the money. And all the spoils.
All the money. You should all the money in your pockets right now, he gets it.
I honestly, like, at...
Did you think
about it? When the cop, like, the cop got there, and I was sitting outside my car, and he was like, hey, are you all right? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. And he was like, what happened? I told him what happened, and then he, like, looks in the car, and he's like, are you sure you don't, like, need an ambulance or anything? Like, I mean, your airbags went off and everything. Like, you don't want to get checked out. And I was like, no, 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 I'm fine. But then, as the exchange progressed and the gentleman was, getting put
stumbling away.
Yeah, failing his sobriety test and getting put in cuffs, it kind of hit me that, like, I could have squeezed some more money out of this.
You could have gotten so much money.
But at the same time, like I said, after interacting with him, I mean, the guy clearly has his problems, but was incredibly...
Garlic and Crown Royale in his car.
Well, he was clearly devastated that he had made the mistake and knew exactly what had happened, so I wasn't about to, like, make his day any worse than him going to jail for an undetermined amount of time.
But you're never going to see him again, and you could have a ton of money. You could skip town. What are you, texting over there?
I don't think I'd have that much
texting.
Money.
Yeah, I'm drawing attention to it now. Keep, continue. Carry on.
I will. I will continue to text. Here's me.
Text Talk Radio.
To text.
Tonight's topic. We're texting.
Go away.
I wish you'd, like, turn the clicker on your phone.
Oh, I'm doing it. Hold on.
Boop, 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 boop. Yeah.
We'll do this for the next 20 minutes or so.
Anyway,
Yeah, but dad dicks, car accidents, getting money, drunk people.
That's the way to do it.
Well, yeah, we've covered quite a few things, you know.
Okay, Brian.
What happened? Text Talk Radio, texttalk.com. I have a car story. I was driving a Mazda Tribute recently because it's a car I tend to drive a lot of the time. And
Is that like yours? I mean, your sister now has a working car. Your dad has his car.
Kinda.
I mean.
Yeah, more or less.
Okay.
So, driving that the other day, and you know how, like, Jeep owners will, like, do a little hand wave, like, everyone who rides a motorcycle is like, fuck yeah, do you ride a motorcycle? Like, do the hand wave and stuff. And
no, like, they like to do the down below.
It depends. I've noticed this. Everyone has their different style.
What's your style?
I give a sort of,
You should do a salute.
A left hand salute? No way.
Why not?
Cause that's like shaking with your left hand.
Yeah, but you're left handed, so.
No, it's.
How about you just take your right hand off for a minute?
The throttle?
Yeah.
That's what's propelling me.
If you didn't, every time you pass a motorcycle, you just drop 20 miles an hour.
You pull in the clutch and coast a little bit when you salute.
No. That's too much. That's way too much. Anyway.
What do you actually do?
I give them it's kind of like a downwards peace symbol. Sometimes it ends up a little bit backwards.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, they just kind of stick their arm out.
But some people give like a wave, just open palm.
Is it always downwards though?
Typically.
Well, it's kind of hard to.
Just because like the wind takes it. Like if you're like, it'll be like, and you'll be like,
Yeah.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
Vivid audio reenactment. That's what happens when you wave normally on a motorcycle.
Some people will get lazy with it and just lift their hand off
the
their handlebar.
Like, yeah.
And other people will give you like a straight up like
peace sign.
They'll hold up the peace sign, regardless of the wind.
Hold that up.
And a select few will give you like the devil horns. They'll be like, yeah, fuck yeah, metal.
girlfriend got mad at me though. I'm sorry for the peace sign thing though.
Why?
I was like, some guy decided to let me go. Like I was pulling out of somewhere, and I didn't do a wave. I just straight up gave him peace through the windshield and like eye contact. Like
that is the most awkward thing.
that's what my girlfriend Helen said. She was just like, was that a peace sign or were you trying to do like the weird three finger, like weird way? And I was like, no, that's a peace sign. She's like, I would be so mad if someone just gave me a peace sign as they drove in front of me and after I let them go. But I don't know why you get butthurt about it. It's just peace, man. I'm just trying to be peaceful.
So I'm driving this car, and I've had experiences. I used to have an RX-7 where, like, I've seen another RX-7 owner kind of give like a, hey, same car.
Like you see same someone, car, buddy.
You see someone wearing the same shirt. You're like, hey, this is funny.
Hey, nice shirt, man. Hey.
Yeah. So I'm driving a Tribute and I see another guy driving a Tribute and I give him like a little wave, like a ha ha, we're both driving Tributes. And, the guy just takes both hands off the wheel, leans forward, flips me off with both hands and goes, ah, fuck you.
Like,
fuck you!
Ultimate.
Like, he was like, so mad.
Yeah, I mean, like, and, imagine if, like, it was, like, his wife's car that, like, just dumped his ass and, like, took all his money, and the only thing he had left was that because she took his BMW, and, like, just thinking about the car makes him mad, so maybe you just, like, brought up some angry shit in him. He's like, yeah, remind me again that I'm driving a shit car and I lost everything, asshole. You don't know. I mean,
I don't know, but it was just really like, it was so genuine. They were like, fuck you.
Yeah, like.
Or he could have been pulling like what I would have done. Just not angry at all. Just lose your shit on somebody for your own personal laughter.
No, Luke, why do you do that, man?
I think it's funny.
Why?
To just get, well, I wouldn't say the mad thing. I just do awkward things for my own.
Like rub up on people in line?
Yeah.
Get like too
or like
close.
When someone's like you're at like a grocery store and you're like
fart
at a
in
shelf.
Public.
Well, that affects me as well. I'm like, oh, that smells, stinking myself out. You know, like you're in like the soup aisle in the supermarket and you're both you and a stranger.
Oh my god!
Oh wow!
Mason jars not
Mason
meant
jars
for
are the worst.
But like you know, you're both looking at the New England clam chowder, like you and a stranger. You're not ready to grab it yet, but they are, and you're kind of in the way, but like they can still get at it, and you just don't move. But you like watch them do it, and like you even make a comment like, oh yeah, it's my favorite chowder. Yeah.
I like, see, what I would do is try and grab the same can as them.
Like, just give them that look like, this is my can.
Well, no, just like that, like Lady and the Tramp scenario.
Are you making eye contact hand? And kiss?
You're just like, oh.
Touch each other's butts and kiss.
Like, touch their hands, stroke it a little.
You just, oh. Something weird like that, yeah.
They would never forget that, ever.
No, it was like, I think I told this story on the show before, too, that my friend Louis spent those gift cards to buy Coach purse or whatever.
Like,
and found a random girl and just said, here, I think you deserve this. And she was just, do you want my number or something? He was like, no, I just want you to know you're beautiful. And just walks away. Like, that's a good moment. Good moment.
Weird.
That's the best ever. It's the best thing you can ever do.
If you ever run into them again, you're guaranteed access to the
They
pussy.
Will remember you. Is that guy.
See, that's the thing. You just don't even do it for any reason. Zero reason.
Yeah, not for your own personal satisfaction. Not to make her feel better. For literally zero fucking reason.
Right. It could just be so random. It could just make someone's life. They could have been thinking about killing themselves tomorrow. Yep. And they're like, wow.
Random fucking dude gave me some cool shit. Like, pretty sweet.
No, I don't want to sip. After eating that strawberry, I don't want a sip of that.
By the way, I'm drinking moonshine with strawberries in it.
It's not real moonshine.
Yeah, it's 80 proof.
It's actually 100 proof.
It's 100 proof.
Well, moonshine's like 1,000 proof.
Okay, that's not possible.
No, 200 proof would be pure alcohol.
Yeah. But it is, it's made the same way. It's like, it's still a white grain alcohol. I mean, it's just not as strong as, it's still made in a still, like.
Yeah, but that's how, like, all whiskey is made.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, this one's clear. So it's moonshine.
Yeah. What? That's not why they call it moonshine.
Yeah, I know.
Do you? <'Cause>
you're not going to get any more Fritos you keep this up.
What, being correct?
No, fighting, man.
I'm not fighting you. I'm just trying to educate you.
I don't want to be
Hot Sauce Anima Show, Fight Night.
Brian and Chris break up again.
For the third time.
That one time that Chris got mad and stood on the stairs for a bit.
Fuck you,
Okay, Luke really needs to stop touching his microphone.
Is it still working now?
Hey, okay.
No, it's not.
No.
It's dead.
Now it is. Now it is. Okay.
Now we're back. Hey, welcome back to the...
and we're back from commercial break.
So, remember that time, Chris, that I made you really mad and you stood on the stairs for a couple minutes?
Yeah.
That hurt me.
It hurt you. It hurt me, buddy.
Do you want a hug?
No, I don't. I'm over it.
I'm still thinking about
it. Reminiscing about the Monday Night Mayhem.
Yeah, let's have a Monday Night Mayhem retrospective.
What do you mean you still think about it?
I still think about it. Sometimes I lay in bed and I'm like, man, I'm really sad I made Chris that mad that one time.
There have been other times.
That was the maddest thing I've ever made you.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's the only time I've ever met you.
You
so
give
mad.
Me the eyeballs, like, all right. I'm just gonna say it. No.
That was the only time I made you so mad that you left. You were like, done. You know what? Fuck you. I'm done.
What about the time I flew through the air and punched you?
That was real quick though. That was just
blind rage.
Right. That was
this
blind
time
rage.
I was just really funny, I was though. Like sincerely upset.
Right. That was just blind. It was over real quick too, and you laughed about it after because it was pretty funny. Like, right. It was immediately funny. Like, there was no dwelling. There was no, like, you came back and you was like, okay, let's try again.
That's pretty close to what happened. It was, all right, let's do
you
it.
You came in, we were so somber.
See, Brian was just the unlucky one because he was last in line. So he's the closest one to me. Mm-hmm. If that was Luke, I would have punched Luke, you know?
Yeah. I was already like I had tripped and fallen on the ground. Like, so it was one time we used to work in a warehouse together, and we were bringing the giant bags of the orders at the end of the day to the end of the warehouse where they get shipped out. And I'm carrying it, and I clip Chris in the back of the head.
Well, no, you guys were all running through with them.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You were like running as fast as you could through the warehouse.
But no, yeah. But I hit you with mine. I remember yeah. that. And yeah. That's why you got. And like when I hit him, that caused me to like spin and drop it and fall to the ground. Chris just stands still and just like crouches and leaps through the air with like fist raised, comes down, punches me right in the shoulder, like in the upper pec shoulder area, and is just like, quit fucking around.
I mean, in Chris's defense too, like, it was like a scene when like the parents are like in the supermarket and two kids go sprinting full
That's
speed
exactly
down the aisle for no fucking reason.
Nobody was like, quit fucking around, and I was already down and out, like, but then immediately it was hysterical because I've never seen a man fly.
Chris broke the laws of physics to
hit. It's just one of those things where, you know, I just have a bad temper.
Yeah, you know.
It's like a switch.
Mason jars are the worst. That's what got us here. Talk about mason jars.
Fuck mason jars.
Yeah.
Unless you're putting jelly in them.
Well, that's
jam.
That's why this one's in a mason jar.
What is mason?
Like Freemasonry.
Yeah, I mean, do masons need that
they
for building walls or something?
No. Masons, Freemasons are actually in charge of the jar industry in the United States. I'm so serious right now. They actually
you are not serious.
Freemasons make the majority of glass jars in the United States.
No way.
I'm not. That's why they're called mason jars. Like, I'm not.
No way.
I'm not.
I don't believe that.
I know you don't, but I'm serious. Like, that's why they're
called.
Well,
you make up stories like this all the time just to see what you can,
like
slip by.
No, penis inspection day was a blatant lie. And I pooped my pants, and my mom was like, you gotta get on the bus. And then I was like, covered in poop and spaghetti. And yeah. No, but I'm serious. Like, that's why. Are you looking it up?
No.
What the fuck are you doing?
I'm sexting.
Are you sexting?
Come on! A little bit, yeah.
If you get nudes, Chris.
I'm working on it.
Are you sexting who I think you're sexting?
Yes.
Nice.
Later tonight, sexting tips for
who
Chris.
Who is Chris sexting?
Later tonight, Chris whacks it to text messages.
Those are the hottest. That's the hottest kind of porn.
Text. Yeah, just read onlys.
Yeah. You just because
you make
God.
The imagery in your head.
Get
it can be whatever you want it to be.
I like 10-foot boobs.
10-foot boobs. I don't think of boobs being measured in feet.
No. Listen. I'm not talking foot measurement. I'm talking like foot boobs.
Yeah, like boobs that are feet.
Yeah, 10 of them.
Or feet that are boobs.
Yeah, or vice versa.
How stupid of me to think otherwise.
Exactly.
Right?
Fucking
idiot. What are you?
I won't talk.
What are you, retarded?
Apparently, I'm dumb.
Can we use that word on the internet?
Yep. No, the internet is actually censored.
That's all of it. Kony 2012.
I still don't understand that.
It was a big scam. That's all it was.
Wait, so someone got money for that?
Oh, you got a fucking ton of money from that and then whacked off in front of kids.
Wait, you get money for whacking off in front of kids?
Yes, go do it.
Oh!
Next week's show, bailing Chris out of jail.
Next week's show, no Chris. He had to go away for a very long time and file his name on this list.
Did you, speaking of that, did you hear, I believe it is in Louisiana. I believe it is Louisiana. They just passed a law. Like, they have similar laws like up here where you have to be on, like, a sex offender registry if you've been convicted of a, you know, whatever. So in addition to having to register with the police department and, like, notify the town that you're, like, a level one sex offender and you're living in this neighborhood, if you have any social media, like, accounts, Facebook, MySpace, you know, LinkedIn, any of that bullshit, you are legally obligated by law to put on your Facebook page you are a level 3 sex offender, when you were convicted, what the crime was, and I believe even your address.
I would just delete my Facebook.
Also, that's your other option. Yeah, that's the other option. But
are you allowed to, like, afterwards post, like, but that's a bunch of BS, I didn't really blank, blank, blank. Like, are you allowed to do that?
I don't know if you're allowed to use wordplay to
like
I feel like just putting that on.
Are there loopholes?
Even if you were like, you know, that's just a joke though. It's like you just put that you fondled children in the beach bathroom.
I want
like
it's
last
like,
summer.
It's like I was
that's not even a funny joke, so I don't even want to defend it anyways, even if it is a joke. And if it is true, you're a sick pervert, so
it's like
I mean,
like,
where do you have to put it?
It's like in my about me section, it's like I'm 6 foot tall, I enjoy playing Xbox with my buddies. 2 summers ago, I put my pinky in a 6-year-old's butt on the beach. I also enjoy going out to dinners, steak dinners.
Yeah, you I just mean,
maybe
you
might
slip
it, slip
in
it in
nonchalant.
Because no one reads your profiles; they just look at the pictures.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Like, do you have to post it daily?
And you know, that's it.
Every status you have to like
sex
leave that in.
So,
the status has been brought to you by a level 3 sex offender. Yeah, I don't know, but I thought that was interesting. I mean, of course, down south is the first one that would actually, like, have the balls to go forward and, like, force people to do that, but...
Are they? I feel like that's a very liberal sort of mentality.
Kind of, but I mean, like...
I don't know where liberals or conservatives stand on sex offense.
Because I feel like they're obviously both... they both think it's bad. But I mean, as far as, like, violating, like, your rights as a person to, like, you know, you're forcing someone to put information out there like that when it's your profile and all that.
Yeah.
I feel like people would have a hissy fit here in Massachusetts about that.
I don't know. I wouldn't.
I mean, I wouldn't either. I mean,
I don't plan on being a sex offender.
Exactly.
So
it's not on my to-do list.
The thing about being a sex offender is you never plan on being
a sex offender. I mean, the one thing I will feel bad about is literally kind of like that. The guys that have to register as like level 1 sex offenders because they got arrested at a party for peeing in a bush outside or something like that.
Yeah,
like on the side of a road.
Okay, but
I mean, but luckily they do make you put your like what your crime was.
Right.
So at least you can put right there, I got arrested for peeing in a bush. But I just feel like I feel bad for those people that they have to register as one at all. Because I mean, that's kind of a big blemish.
Or like girls that say they're 18.
That's why you check IDs.
I guess, but I was going to say this.
Or you get an underage ID.
Yeah.
Officer, I'm only 16.
It's oh,
like, dude,
yeah.
You have gray dick.
Just gray dick.
Would you stop humping the girl? Stop. Like, you're still doing it.
You're
like,
taking Viagra not to make your boner last forever. Like, you can't get it up without it. So, how old are you?
No one has taken Viagra to make their boner last forever.
No, that literally was a thing.
When?
There was a problem with kids. I'm not even kidding. They were stealing their dad's Viagra because they were like, man, I got this new girlfriend. She's so hot. I can go for like 2 minutes and it's over. And then they see all the commercials about, you know, if your erection lasts more than 4 hours, you should get that checked out. And they're like, well, that would be perfect if I had like a 2 to 3 hour boner. Just go crazy. And
dude,
kids
no,
were doing it.
No
and, like,
way.
I swear
no,
to God.
No, here's the thing. I would never want to have sex for 2 hours. Never.
I mean.
I would be so
I
tired.
Gabe telling me a story once where he was with this girl and like he was going for like 2 hours. And he's like, I just can't and like he just wasn't going to finish, and I guess she wasn't going to tell him to cut it out. And like he looks at his watch, and he's like, "I gotta go to bed. I gotta get up for work soon." And he's like, "You just gotta go."
I'm just saying, anyone who says they've had sex for over an hour, or most people who say they have sex for an hour, are lying.
I've done it.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, I've done it, but I mean, people that say, yeah, usually.
I was in better physical shape. I couldn't really.
But I feel like, you know, people are like, oh, yeah, I have sex for, like, you know, me and my wife would have sex for an hour. Like, throwing that number out there, like, that's the typical time is bullshit.
Yeah, absolutely. I can understand, like, being in from foreplay to the
time. You still don't have clothes on.
Foreplay to cuddle?
To the time that you actually go to sleep. That could be multiple hours. That could be like 6 hours.
Whoa.
18 hours.
That could be all day, you know?
No, I know, but I mean.
What I'm saying, like.
You've never, like, had, like, at the end of the night, like, you're both, like, really drunk and things just go forever.
No.
You've never had that?
No. See, look, you're saying you're drunk. You probably just think you're going for an hour.
The clock is drunk.
Like
the clock is not drunk, okay? I got there at 2:30, went to bed at 5. Like, that doesn't lie. But I've never had it happen unless it was literally at the only reason I'm still having sex right now is because, like Brian said in Gay Story, you know, I'm not going to finish and they're not going to tell me to stop. So.
How do I delete someone from my Steam friends?
You don't. You can't. You're friends forever. You're,
no!
You're blood brothers.
No.
Why? Who are you deleting?
I don't know this man.
So why are you friends with them?
I think I traded him something on the like a 4chan Steam trade thread. There we go. Remove this friend.
4chan Steam trade.
Yeah, because you have like a Steam inventory.
Clearly, Brian is the coolest guy in the room.
Literally.
No, I never claimed to be.
Well, you
are.
I have
a Super Monday Night Combat invite because that game's not out.
Is
it's out?
It oh. I don't know what that means.
You're speaking gibberish.
I have so many Team Fortress.
Would you get off the internet?
No.
You should not be allowed near the computer.
I really shouldn't be. All right, I'm done.
Tonight on ADD Radio.
Welcome to Earth.
That literally has been this topic.
What? Nothing?
Nothing.
Yeah, we've...
How long have we been going?
Crew episode.
Can we get a time check?
Like 40 minutes.
Are we done?
No.
Okay, good.
We need something hilarious.
You need to tell me a story, because I told two stories tonight.
Oh, here we go. I told you guys this already, but I'll tell it for the listeners. Guess how much of a Mac Daddy I am.
This isn't funny.
You're not one. Is that the wrong answer, or is that the right answer?
It's both.
Shit.
No, I was just, I don't even want to tell it anymore. Brian, you killed it. You killed all...
You said we need something funny, and then you try to tell that. Eat some Fritos, get some brain fuel going. That's what I'm doing.
I will... What?
Fritos and show fuel. Go.
That's not how it works. All right, Brian,
that's
I
not
dare
how,
you.
That's not
Double dog dare you to drink all this Smirnoff.
No.
How much is in there?
The whole thing.
Yeah, I know that, but...
It's like...
It's raspberry Smirnoff given to me as a quote-unquote gift...
And listen, a gift is a gift.
How many ounces is 375 milliliters?
I don't know. 10?
No.
I'm throwing numbers out there.
Do a conversion here.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about something.
I'm getting 3.33, repeating of course.
Milliliters to what? Ounces?
Ounces.
What's in an ounce?
12 point,
Oh,
that's
so
like a soda can of vodka. Get over
so
it.
So 10 wasn't that far off.
It was a little far off.
Yeah, 2 ounces of vodka. That's two shots.
You're two shots.
You're Luke, two shots, Barney.
To the dome.
Oh, snap.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, drink this. It's good.
That's 12 shots. No problem.
12.
Here you go.
I have to drive a vehicle.
Oh, I thought it was no problem. It's just 12 shots.
No, I've...
It's no big deal.
I could probably drink that whole thing.
Let's
chug it.
Motivational speakers.
Okay.
By just egging people on.
Yeah, to do bad things.
Oh, you could get it.
We'll motivate them to do bad things.
You're unemployed? Don't you go fucking rob a bank, you pussy.
All these people around here bitching about the economy and jobs and all that stuff. There's a big building down the street from your house that has a
fuckload
of money in it, and you have a gun. Seriously, I don't know what you're bitching about. Just saying. Hot Sauce Cinema Show does not.
I do.
Whatever
Luke is disclaiming, I am claiming.
We do it.
I'm reclaiming.
Rob a bank.
All right. Well, I was trying to cover our
kill
asses.
Kill the government.
Guess,
don't.
Oh, that's
the
right.
Government.
That's not our job. That's
don't say kill the government.
that we do not. Robbing banks. That's cool though.
Rob a bank. Start a revolution.
Yeah, rob a bank. Give us the money.
Give us at least most of it.
Blow up the Citadel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Treat us like gods.
Mm-hmm. Carry
stand
us around
in
on
the middle of the Pentagon and spin really fast.
What? What middle? Is like there a garden in there or something?
Yeah.
What's in the middle?
A garden.
The white stuff.
No. Okay, no. It's love an Oreo.
No, but honestly, what is in the middle?
A garden. Garden.
A pentagonal garden?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the devil's garden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I want you got
the government
is
the devil's garden.
Get in the middle. I'm telling you, to the people, rise up. Get to the middle of the Pentagon and spin really fast. That's how you activate the Stargate to take you to space.
The Stargate,
which is where
the Stargate
keeps their gold.
The Pentagon is the Stargate,
but it's pointed down. And we haven't created planes that fly down like vertically.
No. What you got to do?
Yeah,
you
so
actually,
we can't.
No, stop. You actually need to jump out of a plane and reach your terminal velocity, and just.
Into the garden.
And you,
boom. Space.
And you immediately are slowed down with no G-forces on your body and just whoop in the government's space gold base.
Space gold base?
Yeah.
What's in the gold base?
Gold!
You fucking stupid.
Come on, guys.
Seriously.
Show, but Chris asks stupid questions like, what's in the gold base?
Gold. Dumbass.
Yeah, but what is the gold base for?
Keeping our gold.
It's the Fort Knox of space. Fort Knox is really full of pillows, okay?
Yeah.
So we keep all our gold in the space gold base?
Yes.
Yeah, it's been that way for like 50 years
now.
Oh my
god, how hard is this for you to get?
Is that where, what about the moon landing?
The moon is the space base. The moon was constructed by the government.
Why do you think we landed there?
To construct a base. Chris, don't you
idiot.
Get it?
I feel
you,
like
you didn't know?
The moon is the perfect location for, like, the ultimate defense system.
Yeah, it's like a Death Star. It's
exactly.
You got a big old crater you can make a laser out of.
Yeah.
Camouflage
it.
No one would ever know. Because it's not like, oh, what, people take trips to the moon on the daily and inspect it.
I give it.
Well, we
years.
Can keep a really good eye on the moon from here, but.
Yeah, that's just what they want you to think.
Come on.
So you don't find out about the space base.
Yeah, I know. That's why
space base is on the back of the moon.
Yeah.
The dark side of the moon. That's exactly. What the whole Pink Floyd album is about.
Because, seriously, they met some guy at a bar who slipped out that there was a space base on the back side, on the dark side of the moon. But they were all drunk and high, so they wrote an album and called it The Dark Side of the Moon.
Right, and it's got that prism.
Yeah.
And it's like, pew.
That was the Stargate.
That's the... But
that
that's
was,
a triangle.
That was... I know, it was... They were drunk and high. Like
it
I
was.
Said,
wait. So
congruities.
It was that. Wait, like five triangles though. That's a pentagon,
right?
It's only one section,
right.
Of the Stargate.
Exactly.
One chevron.
Yeah. One destination. You know. I don't understand why this is like so shocking to you. This is common sense.
Is this common knowledge?
Yes.
The space gold base.
Ask anyone on the internet.
The space gold base, the Pentagon, Stargate. Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon, they're all connected.
And you lay them in, if you put them down where each thing was made, it makes a triangle.
Mm-hmm.
What makes a triangle?
It's a trifecta. It's the Illuminati.
Wait, since when was the Illuminati?
They built the space base, Chris, come on!
I thought that was Pink Floyd.
No, they just found out about it, and there's dumb high musicians that wrote about it, and people thought they were tripping, but they were actually divulging government secrets.
And what happened, the government contacted them, and they actually formed a partnership, and their album sales funded the innards of the space base, like the actual...
What's in there?
Gold.
Other than gold. It's not just... Are you suggesting... That the moon is just solid gold?
Close.
With
close.
A thin
no.
crust of, like, moon
cardboard.
Dust?
it's recycled cardboard.
Am I the only one who feels like the moon is made out of cardboard? Like,
yes.
Yeah.
I just like, I look at it and I'm like, that just looks like you could just poke a hole right through it.
I feel like it's a big sandbox.
It looks
so
crunchy.
I imagine it being made out of like just one solid
rock.
No,
but inside the space base, whatever the fuck it's called. Moon base, space gold base.
Space gold base.
Space gold base. Inside the space gold base is a lot of duct work actually, because gold. Fun fact, pure gold,
yeah.
Liquid at room temperature. On the moon, liquid.
On the moon. The moon temperature.
And on Earth, too. All gold on Earth is fake.
The government took it and put it in the
fucking
moon.
Took it all and put it on the moon's space base, and it's all liquid. But see, the duct system is it's like a... The moon's basically a giant freezer.
So it keeps it solid.
Yeah, so it's easier to move, because it's in brick form.
Right.
You don't have to risk like putting it in a bowl and spilling it going around a corner because you're not Takumi Fujiwara and you can't roll it around the lip of the cup.
Well, I actually am.
Oh. Well, then you should apply for a job.
Initial
at the
D was based off my life.
You should apply for a job.
Yeah,
at the
you should be.
Base.
I don't know why you're not working there.
Oh, weird. Well, I am. I'm only pretending to not know any of this.
Oh, what? You're just trying to be like the devil's advocate of like the car? Like,
no, I'm not allowed to talk about it.
Oh.
So I have to pretend for my own protection to not know any of
this. Well, you just told us that you work there.
Well, yeah, but I'm going to kill you guys after.
Oh. And I guess you're not uploading this episode of the podcast to the internet?
I am uploading it. Everyone needs to know you guys' story and your last moments.
Oh, okay.
This is your legacy.
Great. Well, it was another great episode of Hot Sauce Edo Show.
No, we're all actually secret government employees at the Moon Space Base. We broadcast this show live from space.
And that will do it.
Wait, hold on. We gotta do final thoughts.
Oh, final
Did you stop already?
No.
Okay. Final Chris, final thoughts on the Moon Space Base.
Final thoughts. What the hell?
Yeah.
That's it.
Luke, Moon Space Base.
Moon Space Base. That was a great fictional,
I feel like that
quote unquote fictional, imagining, collaborative
we
effort.
We talked
by
about that for like 20 minutes.
It was
straight.
Just bizarre that there was just no break in it and that just we're creative individuals. I feel like we could go places.
Right, we will. We are.
It's a journey.
And
success is not
you know
a
what?
Destination. It's a journey.
I'm glad I get to hold hands with you two.
I'm not actually going to hold your hands, but metaphorically, yes.
I'm holding more than just your hand, actually.
Okay, he's cupping my balls right now.
I was not aware of this. I don't know if I want to go on this
journey. My final thoughts, everything we say is a lie. And that'll do it for this week's episode of the Hot Sauce Cinema Show.
Sounded like that because he's in space.
A lot.